Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the show. My name is Will Walden. This is the Space News Pod. And today we're going to be talking about the SpaceX in-flight abort test launch, the CRS-19 Falcon 9 Dragon launch. That will be hopefully the last step between SpaceX and NASA before NASA says, okay, it's cool. You guys can send people back to the International Space Station. So what's going to happen? The SpaceX Crew Dragon will launch on a Falcon 9 from LC-39A at Kennedy Space Center. This rocket is fully fueled too. And so that's an important thing because it has to be a complete test. It can't just be kind of a one-off thing where they have a quarter amount of fuel and then they just kind of go, oh, we ran out of fuel. This is the test. They have to trigger a launch escape system during the period of max dynamic pressure, also known as max Q. So this is very important because this is the part where, okay, so max Q, if you make it through max Q, you're pretty good. Like if you make it past maximum dynamic pressure, your vehicle is pretty good. And the abort sequence terminates the launcher thrust. It separates Dragon and the trunk from the second stage and ignites the Super Draco engines, which will push the escape capsule away from Dragon. Now, there's 8 Super Draco engines. So following shutdown of the Super Dracos, it'll coast for a while, separate from the trunk, and land in the Atlantic Ocean with parachutes. And SpaceX has been working on their parachutes like crazy over the last few months, getting them absolutely perfect, changing materials, and also making sure that the Crew Dragon will be safe for people to land with. So if you could land in the ocean, that's a great thing. It's a very soft cushion compared to the land. And if you have the right parachutes, you can land even softer. And there's been, you know, a few people in the past that have said, hey, why don't they have thrusters at the bottom of Crew Dragon? Well, it adds a little bit of extra safety concern. So it's easy. Well, it's easier because it's been done for decades now. It's easier for people to land in the ocean with parachutes. They know how to do it. They have it down to a science. The engineering's all there. It's been done a million times. Not quite a million times, but it's been done a lot. And so this is another thing. So the it's been done a lot thing, there has been a lot of talk about what's going to happen to the Falcon 9 rocket. And there's been reports, and I've actually said this, and I'm going to go back and say, I apologize if I said this wrong, but there's been reports that Falcon 9 will basically blow up to initiate this escape. And that's not the case, right? It's expendable, though. This Falcon 9 won't last past this launch. This is it. This is the last one for this Falcon 9 rocket. But if this is successful, this will mean that people get to go back to the International Space Station in Crew Dragon. And that's way more important than one rocket. So what's going to happen is that Falcon 9 will probably break apart due to aerodynamic loads following the Crew Dragon's escape. Once they launch those Super Draco engines and Crew Dragon's out of the way, the Falcon 9 will probably break up. But there's also a chance that it might break apart later. It might hit the ocean and break apart too. And if there's any surface debris, SpaceX will be there to pick it up. Make sure that the environmental concerns are taken care of as much as possible. They have clearance from NASA and from their launch area in the state that they're launching in Florida to do this. So they have all the clearances and they passed all the environmental tests and everything. So That's the case with the landing, which is not going to happen. The booster is expendable. And the downrange for this is about 30 kilometers for the Dragon splashdown. So it's not really far away. 30 kilometers isn't that far as far as space launches go. So it's not like a huge, huge launch. It's not going to go into orbit almost and then come back down. You'll be able to see everything from land. And we're going to be streaming it on the YouTube channel at youtube.com/spacenewspod. So the flight path for this as well will be typical ISS ascent profile. So basically, they're going to launch this as if they were going to the ISS. And then they're going to be like, oh, we're going to do this test. And then boom, you know, Super Dracos fire off. Falcon 9 plummets to the ocean. And then it's going to be a spectacular show. So I hope everybody shows up at the YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/spacenewspod. So I want to say thank you again to everybody who's been subscribing to this podcast. I love you all. Thank you for all of your support. I really do appreciate it. And if I see you over there at the YouTube channel, you know, just say hi, say you came from the podcast, and I'll make sure that I let you know that I see you, because I'll be there with bells on. It's going to be crazy, and I can't freaking wait. And it's going to happen January 18th at 8 a.m. Eastern time. January 18th, 8 a.m. Eastern time, and 4 days from now. So the launch window is 4 hours. So if it doesn't happen at 8, it might happen at noon. You know, it's possible. So let's hope for the best and hope that the launch goes successfully at 8 o'clock in the morning. There will be sun out, so we will be able to see everything. Streaming it live, it's going to be fun. So come on over, youtube.com/spacenewspod. Thank you, everybody, for all your support. I appreciate every single one of you. This has been the Space News Pod. My name is Will Walden, and I will see you soon.